But I also told Sue, told Max, it's a brief word for a selected few. So you alls could be the selected few. But with that say, a question. What's important to you? And you're going to answer this in several different ways. You're going to talk about life, family, health, home, the things that we have. But how to choose what's important to you? There's one thing, the fire schedule that we had recently. You know it's important when Janet comes out to the barn to have a discussion, because this is premium. She's come out to visit me, so this is going on. So she came out a few days after fire and says, what is our plan? And what's our plan? I mean, so when the fires come and burn the town down, what's our plan? And I said, well, we run. I don't know. That's my plan of life. But the point she was making, and she has a list on her phone of things that she wants to take with her if she has to move quickly. And I said, that's the best plan I've seen. I don't have a plan like that. Me, I'm just hoping to get out. And but we talked about that a little bit, the things that are important, you know, and certain things that, what's important to you if it's threatened? What's important to you if something that you have, what's the first thing you're going to grab when you leave, when the fire is knocking at your door? And, and we actually did make a better plan than we had before when she came out and talked about that. So that's the important things that we have in our home that we want to have, that if it comes, it's gone. And things that you can't get back. This kind of further my thought on this evening, because after graduation just a couple of days ago, I get to looking at this group of people that have spent 13 years of their life to get to a specific point in time for them. I mean, and it is, the definition of a commencement exercise is they are commencing to go forth, to go on. These 13 years are done, are finished, but everything they have is focused on this. So the idea of a graduating senior, what's important to them and important to me are two different things. That's many moons ago when I had to stroll through that. Now things progress, and that's natural. That's human nature, where we at, that we move on. And that, the thinking, I'm sure you've all heard the analogy story about the professor, the educated one, whatever, bringing the glass jar, huge glass jar, setting it from the class, and starts putting big rocks in it. And of course he asks the class, whoever's watching, is this full? And of course the answer would be yes, because there are like three big rocks in this jar. It's full. Well, so he commits to getting out smaller rocks and putting them in the said jar. Gets to the top and asks again, is it full? Well, yes, it's full, because you can't put any more of those rocks in there. Same thing with sand. Same thing with water. There can always be more added to. Yeah, I think it's a point. Once you fill it with water, you're going to start overflowing. But the idea was, of that story, that as I heard it, was you can't not fill it until you put the big things in, the important things in. Then a lot of the little things can fill. Okay, well, that got my thinking is, well, what's important? What are your big rocks going to be? What are you going to put in your jar? Is this jar an analogy of your life? Is this jar an analogy of your time, your effort, of what you are? So what is important? And when we talk about that, we understand in this situation right now, we're talking about what is important. What is important, without saying, is our salvation, what God has put in front of us. We get that. But how do you get to that point? How do you put the big things in? And how do you decide what is big to you? With that, over in Matthew chapter 6, and we're talking about the big things and the important things. And I say this a little loosely, but I can't tell you what's important for you, and nor can you tell me what's important for me. Yeah, we as a group of people, as Christians, we understand what's important to us: salvation, life, children, grandchildren. But I cannot tell you these are the big things you should put in first. I can't tell you you need to go to your house, go to the cupboard, third on the left, go down and get my grandmammy's dish. Because I don't know that you have grandmammy's dish. I don't know what that's important to you if the fire came knocking at your door. What's important to you? What will you take? I cannot speak for that. With that being said, I can make some very strong suggestions about what's important to you. So in Matthew 6, pick up at 33, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble for itself. The idea that, what are we going to seek first? And of course, Jesus is talking about giving the sermon here, but he's laying out, these are the things. He started a few paragraphs before talking about the worry that life brings, the birds that God takes care of, the lilies that God dresses more splendidly than anything Solomon could do. But he's also talking about there at the end of that thought, seek ye first the kingdom, and not just his kingdom, but his righteousness. And that can bring a whole lot of things with it, the stuff that comes with it. What's his righteousness and what is his kingdom that you search for? Flip on over to Ephesians 3. And continue talking about the idea of the things that we are. But Ephesians 3, verse 4, pick up in 14. For this reason I kneel before my Father, for whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of this glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner beings, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted, established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be fulfilled in the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, we're talking about what's important. He's given us a blueprint here about the things that the Spirit holds within us, and that the love that Christ had for us, the important things. That argument, I don't suppose I know any really rich people that tell you that once they've obtained great riches that it's irrelevant. Solomon talks about that, the things that he's gathered and the intellect that he had. But to understand that all this wealth, physical wealth, is worthless without the true meaning of God, what God has blessed us with family. You know, there's no price you can put on it. I say no price. I have to share this one too. I think I've told this before. I knew a truck driver friend had three daughters of his own, and as he says, you could not give me $10 million for any one of my daughters, but I would not give you a nickel for another one. So if you can put a price on any of your children, this is the price that they may have. No, not $10 million. No, I wouldn't take it. She's eyeballing me now. That's where that came from. I apologize. But you understand the relationships, the family, that you cannot put a price on. It is not possible to put a dollar value on. We live in a society that loves to put creative more, do more, get more. It's all about you. Don't worry about anybody else. But how many times in Scripture it talks about that without that love, without that love of Christ, the obedience that we have to offer up, that God's salvation, God's plan, all these things are truly meaningless. On over to 1 John chapter 2. That's right. 1 John chapter 2, pick up in verse 15. Again, talking about these things of the world, I'm trying to communicate. Of course, John can bring that home way better. But again, 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world is the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has does. Comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world has its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. we understand that knowing what God's plan of salvation is, we know that God has given us, He has made that covenant with us. Should we remain faithful in the stead that He has given us that hope of eternity, that we can come home? He has prepared us a place for that. It's this world and this drive. And I want to be careful there to say that we still have to pay the bills. We still like to eat, and I still like to carry on and then the good things of life. But there comes a point when life will pull you in different directions. I've got a lot of friends, a lot of people that have gone through really difficult times. But those difficult times have a way of taking them further away from a relationship with God. Those difficult times have a way of superseding the plan that God has. God has never made us a promise that this life was going to be easy, that there's all going to be peaches and cream, if you will. There is going to be struggles along the way. And these are the things that we have to look out for. So what is good, that is up to us to judge for and understand what God is being of that. The same kind of priority, and I'm talking about more about location now. I'm talking about big events of history and big events past and future, big events in our lives. Graduation is quite a large event that we move on. But the different stages in life. Think about the different stages in life. Once you're a child at home with mom and dad, pretty much carefree. You just want to eat again. That's all in my life I want to do. You move on. You're college. You're out of college. You're married. You want to better yourself with that spouse. Children come along. They take everything that you have. Take it all. They don't care. So you're back to that stage. But then they're gone. And then now you and her, or you and him, are roaming around a house wondering what's next. But these are the things, the stages of life that bring that we all... I don't want to say struggle. The struggle sounds harsh because these are the things that God has blessed us with. This is the plan when the priorities are set right and we can choose what the big stuff is. What are we going to grab first when the fire comes? What are we going to take? What are we going to, if we had to choose, what are we going to take? What are we going to leave? And then the test of fire, as you will too. That's why I keep bringing that fire up. But there's a lot more to that. That what when the fire does come, what's left? If you still have your life and your health, and the fire has come and taken it all, what is left? And that tragic in itself. But these are the things we have. Over to Romans, chapter 8. Chapter 8. Pick up in 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called in accordance to His good purpose. And he goes on in talking about the predestined and understanding that God has a plan for those that have followed Him. And there is a plan that is laid and stored. Again, but we know that all good things come through God. And it doesn't just quit there. It for the works, for the good of those who love Him. The covenant, the contract, the agreement that we have with, if we live in these things, life may not be easy, but God has given us the opportunity and the plan of salvation should we take it in that list. So whatever point we are, and when life is over, for whatever reason, whether we're called at the end days when God calls us all home, or when our time is up, if we pass from this life, these are the things that we look back on and question. Did we go save the big stuff? Or not even say big stuff. Did we save the right stuff? Or did we just fill our jar? Did we fill our back of the car with trivial things that won't bring us any hope? Again, I hope that gathers something. I'm going to leave the lesson with you there about just choosing what the important stuff is and deciding what the important stuff is. Because that's as important as picking the right stuff is knowing what it brings and what the gift, wealth, the fleeting wealth, the fleeting things of this world. But these are the choices that we get to pick. So with that being said, I'll leave the West. And of course, we always have the invitation for any need that you come as we stand and as we sing.